Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In just a couple of weeks, Boston Public School students will be out for the summer. You guys are almost there. Hang in there. Some may get jobs. Others may go out on vacation or to camp. But some of those kids will be spending their summer at the YMCA.
I come to the YMCA, so play basketball, participate in different events, and I just try to stay out of trouble. That's it.
Well, that's Christopher Owens. He's been coming to the Y almost all his life.
Just the Y really raised me. I was a baby.
Christopher isn't the only one. Aram Gakpo has been coming to the Y since she was 5 years old. She's now a student at UMass Dartmouth and works at the Y.
I've learned a lot of skills, computer skills, leadership skills. The Roxbury YMCA, it's like a family. So everybody here, it also allows kids to gain connections with other kids and just not be at home and doing nothing. You have something to do when you come here.
So where else would Aram have gone to get this kind of experience if she wasn't coming to the Y?
I don't know where I would go, to be honest.
Yeah, she says she doesn't know where she would go. So the Y offers young people community, skills training, and opportunities they might not have otherwise had, especially over the summer. Which is why James Morton, who is the president and CEO of the YMCA of Greater Boston, is looking to give away 18,000 memberships to area teens this summer. But the question is, how does the Y make sure it's reaching the teens that might need it the most? And James Morton joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. So first of all, where did this idea of giving away 18,000 memberships for the summer come from?
So we've been giving memberships away to teenagers in the city of Boston for a number of years now. But every year we want to increase that number. So last year we provided 15,068 teen memberships. And this year our goal is 18,000. We never want to be satisfied because the needs in the community and the challenges that exist in the community for young people far outweigh some of the resources we have to serve them. And so our goal is to do as much as we possibly can during that 8 to 10 weeks of the summer.
Okay. So in the previous years, last year when you gave away the 15,000 plus, how successful was that? Did a lot of kids come in?
Oh, absolutely. Our goal was 15,000. So we reached that goal last year. And our goal this year is the 18,000. We hope to reach it. We have no problems recruiting young people to come to our YMCAs. The word gets out pretty quickly. And frankly, you're helping to get the word out. And I appreciate that.
Well, our job is to deliver the news, too. So, but let me ask you, the reason why I particularly found what you're trying to do really interesting is because, of course, as you know, it's been an ongoing issue in the city of Boston summer after summer about whether or not the city, I'll start with them, is doing a good enough job helping to provide opportunities for students and particularly teens in the summer. I mean, is by increasing the number of summer memberships you at the YMCA want to give out, is that a way of saying that there isn't enough else going on for kids?
First of all, there isn't enough going on.
Yeah.
Because, oftentimes we think about the competition that might exist between other nonprofits and ourselves. But the only competition we really have is poverty, despair, hopelessness, and the draw of the street. And so our goal is to partner with all the other organizations in the community to provide as many services and opportunities during the summer to as many children as we possibly can. Could we do more? Absolutely. But we're trying to do our best. And I think that if we continue down this path and we do it with a collaborative spirit, then every summer we'll serve more of the youth that need the services that we have to provide.
All right. So to that point, we also spoke briefly with Cachet Boyd, who works with students such as Christopher and Aram, who we heard at the top of this segment. Cachet is the Senior Director of Youth Development for the Roxbury YMCA. And she actually had a really interesting observation, again, along the lines of what you were just saying, that there are actually some challenges in terms of reaching out to all the young people that the YMCA would like to give opportunities to. And here's what she said.
Our young people are dealing with a whole bunch, and sometimes it really is just too much because that is the only thing with a space like the Y. As much as we are out in the community and we're out and about, a young person still has to get here because we're a third space. We're not home. We're not school. There's nothing mandating that they come and spend time with us. And sometimes they're just pulled in too many other directions.
So respond to that, James Morton.
So all of what Cache has indicated is absolutely the truth. The reality is, however, there are a lot of organizations that are trying to reach out to those who need it the most, the young people who need it the most. And our objective is to partner with those organizations who have those inroads into the most disengaged young people so that we can bring them into our programs and bring them into the YMCA and help them to be a part of the community that we heard about at the top of this this segment.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about some of the programs that you'll be having there this summer.
All right. So it's we keep our branches open later at night and on weekends. We take kids on the field trips and so that they can enjoy the city and many of the things that we take for granted, the museums and movies and the beaches and the other amenities that exist in the city of Boston and outside the city. We talk to them about cyberbullying and appropriate dating, topics that they want to talk about, that they need to talk about, and life skills opportunities so that they become the best adults that they possibly can. In two of our YMCAs, we have what are called credit recovery centers, where high school students can go and make up credits that they've lost or courses that they failed previously, make those courses up right at the YMCA during the summer months at their own leisure and at their own pace. So our goal is to provide a whole wide array of opportunities and experiences that our young people might not ordinarily have if we did not exist.
Yeah. And so how do you try to make sure that the benefits of those experiences stay with the kids after they go back to school in the fall?
Well, one of the ways is to make sure that we've got programming during the academic school year that they can be a part of. And we've got a number of those opportunities as well. We recognize that dosage is important, that we want to have an impact on our young people. These are our children. We care about them deeply. We want them to be successful and reach their fullest potential. We realize that that means we have to invest in them. And it's not only a summer investment. Mm-hmm. It's a year-round investment.
Yeah.
And so we've got programs like the Achievers Program, where they learn about careers. And they also learn life skills during the academic year. We've got the Youth in Government program, where they pretend to be legislators, lawyers, and journalists and learn those skills of those professions and begin to see themselves differently, be able to begin to take on those roles. And so we provide them with that opportunity. We've got the Leaders Club, where they learn skills of leadership. So our goal is to keep our young people engaged. And that's not talking about the dance and the music
right.
and the basketball and the fitness and the other things that we do.
So 18,000 memberships, though, how is the YMCA affording that? You're giving them away for free.
Absolutely.
To what cost, like $900,000, something like that?
Yes. Well, we're in a generous community, and we rely upon the generosity of others, of individuals, of foundations, of corporations to help us fund these free memberships. We raise the money each and every year. We're committed to it as part of our mission as an organization. If we're going to be an organization committed to youth development, then part of that is making the effort to raise the dollars that it takes to be really good servant leaders.
Yeah. How long have you been the head of the Greater Boston YMCA?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Okay. And did you go to the Y as a kid?
I did not go to the Y. I was not a Y kid, but I went to other community centers and had the benefit of a community center in the neighborhood I grew up in.
Yeah. And so over the 3.5 years that you've been there so far, I mean, what kind of changes have you seen in some of the kids who come regularly? I mean, we heard earlier at the top again from Christopher, who said he's basically grown up there. And, you know, we didn't play this part, but, you know, he says that it's really made a huge difference in his life, and that he wouldn't know where else to go if he didn't have the Y.
Well, our mission is to put a caring adult in the presence of as many children as we possibly can. And we know they have parents, and we know they have guardians. But every last single one of us who are adults today, we had someone in our lives who saw something in us that we didn't see in ourselves and encouraged us to be better than we thought we were capable of being. And so our job is to be that place where young people can have that connection to a caring adult, whether it's a staff person, a volunteer, or what have you. And that's why you're hearing the stories you're hearing, because they come to us and they find those individuals who care about them.
Well, James Morton is president and CEO of the YMCA of Greater Boston. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.